From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Coal-fired power plants put out toxins like mercury, a pollutant linked to problems with fetal development and other ill effects. The news is that the U.S. Supreme Court is taking on a case challenging clean air rules put into place by the Environmental Protection Agency. The issue raises broader questions about regulating power plants as the Obama administration plans to issue further rules. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins me now from our sustainability desk. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, David.
So tell us more about the regulation and the challenge here.
Well, about 600 power plants in this country burn coal and thus emit mercury and arsenic and other pollutants. The EPA rule limits those emissions, so plants have to install expensive equipment to either do that or they have to shut down. Now, all this costs industry an estimated $10 billion every year. And the challenge here argues that the EPA did not appropriately consider those costs. Now, the agency says, yes, we did. And by the way, the benefits to society and lives saved outweigh the cost by 4-1.
But if industry wins this case, what might the real effect be?
Directly, maybe not so much. 6 out of 10 plants have already made changes to accommodate this rule. And the bigger threat to coal plants is actually not the government, but natural gas, which is cheaper and cleaner than coal. The substantial effect here might be legal if industry wins. I spoke to Brandon Barnes over at Bloomberg Intelligence, and he says an industry win could expose all EPA pollution rules.
Other air rules will be challengeable based on EPA's process being improper. And utilities challenging these rules will be able to go back to the courts on existing rules and proposed rules.
Speaking of which, we have a separate set of regs on the way, I think today, from the president.
Yes, on ozone, what you and I call smog. The EPA will propose updated standards today. And down the road, one of the biggest fights is curbing carbon emissions from current and future power plants. Put it all together, and this is arguably the signature environmental initiative for this president.